Up and Let Student Groups Donate Funding to Black Lives Matter. By Tom Sikata on August 2, 2020. The University of Pennsylvania recently adopted a policy that will permit student organizations to donate their funding to political causes. Various student groups at the university have launched efforts to raise money for the Black Lives Matter movement. According to a report by Campus Reform, student organizations at the University of Pennsylvania are now permitted to donate to political causes. The change was implemented after student government leaders urged administrators to reverse the policy in the aftermath of George Floyd's death. In a statement, the University of Pennsylvania's Associate Director of Activities Rodney Robinson announced that students would be permitted to donate their funds to nonprofit organizations. There has not been a time in our history where groups have broadly had excess revenue that was not intended to support future programming and organizational needs, Robinson wrote. But these are extraordinary times and, in response, a process has been created to accommodate student interest in using funds to support not-profit organizations in this time of greatest need. The Penn Bloomers, a comedy sketch group, announced that it will continue its fundraising efforts. The group had previously used alumni donations to support the Philadelphia Bail Fund, a nonprofit that posts bail for those that cannot afford to pay. Student Activities Council Chair Grayson Peters said that students are eager to donate funds to various social causes. "We're all incredibly excited that student groups are able to use the money that they have worked for, the money that they have earned, in the ways they wish," Peters said in a short comment. Breitbart News reported last week that Stevenson High School in Chicago had praised a group of students that had come together to promote the Black Lives Matter movement. According to U.S. News & World Report, Stevenson High School is one of the top high schools in the country. Less than 1% of its surrounding community is black. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.